This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Tuesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. A former Cork emergency medicine consultant with 35 years' experience says it's time that local politicians and hospital CEOs are held accountable for the current overcrowding crisis in Irish hospitals. Dr. Chris Luke is warning that frontline staff are broken and angry due to what he described as an unfair system that puts them under immense pressure, and says the state of hospital emergency departments is one of the most important measures for how the country is progressing as a society. The emergency department at Cork University Hospital is consistently one of the most overcrowded in the country, with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation previously describing the overcrowding at the hospital over the past year as frightening and dangerous. Speaking to Red FM News, Dr. Chris Luke says strong leadership is needed from local politicians and hospital management to ease the crisis in emergency departments across Ireland.
You need to ask both of those people the next time you write to them or you meet them, excuse me, Mr. TD, or excuse me, Miss CEO, when were you last in your emergency department? If the ED is constantly in the press because it is quote unquote overwhelmed and the conditions are quote unquote like a war zone, I think that the captain of the ship or the general needs to be leading from the front. And I cannot see how any solution for our crisis in our emergency departments will ever work unless the chief executives, the medical director, the director of nursing is in the emergency department every single day for as long as it is described as overwhelmed. And the same applies to the TD.
Gardaí have launched an investigation after an alleged stabbing incident in Carrigaline last night. In a statement issued to Red FM News, Gardaí say a man in his late teens sustained a number of apparent stab wounds during the incident at a residence in the town. He was rushed to Cork University Hospital, where he's receiving treatment. Gardaí responded to the scene at around 11:30 last night and arrested a male juvenile. He was taken to Tokar Garda station for questioning. The funeral of Bruna Fonseca, the young Brazilian woman killed in Cork City on New Year's Day, has taken place in Brazil. Bruna's remains arrived in her home city on Sunday night and she was waked in her family home. Her funeral took place yesterday evening and she was buried alongside her grandparents. The man charged with Bruna's murder is due to appear before Cork District Court again on January 30th. Motorists were faced with an icy start this morning after temperatures plummeted across the country overnight. Icy stretches and patches of freezing fog made driving conditions difficult earlier. The poor road conditions impacted some national schools in West Cork, as school buses were not in operation as a result of the road conditions. Met Éireann says the current Arctic airflow will bring sharp to severe frosts and icy patches until Thursday, along with showers of hail, sleet, snow and freezing fog. Alan O'Reilly is from Carlow Weather.
Yes, it's mainly about taking your time and giving yourself that little bit of extra time to defrost everything, including yourself this morning, and just take it easy with some patches of ice pretty much across the country, really.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie and check out our other podcasts.
Starting with football, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says his underperforming side will have to go back to basics in order to solve their current problems. The FA Cup holders go to Wolves for a third-round replay tonight. The winners will face Brighton in the next round. The Merseysiders have yet to register a win in 2023. Klopp says injuries to key players are making things difficult.
We have two senior strikers available, if you want, on the rest of the midfielders. So how can you set that up? That means it's one thing, how you bring them in the best position. But yes, we have to find solutions, that's clear. That we will have to find them for a few weeks still, I think.
Kick-off tonight is at 7:45. Also at 8:15, Accrington Stanley play Boreham Wood. Forest Green face Birmingham and Bristol City go to Swansea. Wigan are at home to Luton. Ex-Sligo Rovers manager Paul Cook, meanwhile, looking to spring a major shock in the Cup tonight. He takes his Chesterfield side to the Hawthorns for a meeting with the Championship's West Brom in their third-round replay. That kicks off at 8 p.m. Cork City are in friendly action tonight. The Rebel Army facing UCC. That game is in Crosshaven. Kicks off tonight at 7 o'clock. In rugby, Ben Healy has been included in Scotland's Six Nations squad. The Munster out half will move to Edinburgh at the end of the season. In tennis, Andy Murray is through to the second round of the Australian Open. He beat the Italian 13th seed Matteo Berrettini in a fifth set tiebreak to progress in Melbourne. That match lasting just under 5 hours. In the women's singles, Anja Burr safely through after a win in three sets over Tamara Zidanchik. And that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie. and check out our other podcasts.